With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth approving sending 600 military attorneys to the Justice Department, that to serve as temporary immigration judges.
So says an August 27th memo reviewed by the Associated Press. That memo says the military will begin sending groups of 150 attorneys, both military and civilians, to the Justice Department, quote, as soon as practicable, unquote. That memo also says the military should have the first round of people identified by next week.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart in Washington. President Trump making a major announcement. Here's White House correspondent Greg Pugston with that story.
The president announced that U.S. Space Command will be moving to
Huntsville, Alabama, forever to be known from this point forward as Rocket City.
It reverses a decision by former President Biden to keep Space Command in Colorado. The president said Alabama makes strategic sense, but he also said there was another big factor in moving the headquarters.
They went to all mail-in voting, so they have automatically crooked elections.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president also declares Washington, D.C., a, quote, crime-free zone.
Mr. Trump is applauding D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for cooperating with the administration and the federal crackdown on crime. He says it would be great if other crime-plagued cities followed D.C.'s lead, referring specifically to what he labels, quote, crime-drenched Baltimore and Chicago, where there were more than 50 shootings over the holiday weekend.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. The president says the U.S. has carried out a strike in southern Caribbean against a drug-carrying vessel that had left Venezuela and was operated by a gang. This is SRN News. A missionary has been freed in Haiti.
Gina Harity, who is from Ireland, was kidnapped last month by members of the country's numerous criminal gangs who are always looking for ransom money. Now comes word that Harity has been released. She had been working at an orphanage near Port-au-Prince, and her abduction sparked international outrage. Many Christian missionaries work in Haiti, but the country has become increasingly lawless and dangerous in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Language used in the debate over artificial intelligence increasingly taking on religious overtones. Jeffrey Hinton is the programmer who helped develop AI, and he refers to its potential as godlike. And OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has often referred to his company's technology as a, quote, magic intelligence in the sky. This is SRN News. Forecasters keeping a close eye on several storms in the Pacific and Atlantic.
Hurricane Kiko has formed in the eastern Pacific. The storm's more than 1,800 miles east of Hawaii, but moving slowly westward, packing winds of 75 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center forecasts that Kiko will strengthen over the next few days, but poses no immediate threat to land. Meteorologists are also keeping an eye on a system dubbed Tropical Depression 12E, with a high probability of becoming a tropical storm headed toward southwestern Mexico and Baja California Sur. And in the Atlantic, a disturbance near the Cabo Verde Islands headed west-northwest has a 60% chance of organizing into a tropical depression within a week. I'm Jennifer King.
Families who lost loved ones in the two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners may be getting their last chance now to demand the company's criminal prosecution. More details at srnnews.com.